Raghunath Das Goswami was very renounced mentality and do not want to stay in the house and wants to go and join with Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, but not become successful because his father, mother and family do not want that. They want Raghunath Das Goswami is a devotee, no disturbance, but he will stay in house and look after their family, wealth, property, matter. And his nature was very sweet, everyone liked him, and father, mother, uncle, everyone want he will stay in the house as a householder.
Majumdar. Their family name.
And they always give him some objection. And when Raghunath Das Goswami wants to meet with Mahaprabhu and they are every time bringing him from the way and lustily keeping in the house as a arrested man. But anyhow, some freedom you have.
House arrest.
Yes.
Under house arrest.
Yes. Then some freedom you have. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu, he come in Panihati, and Raghunath Das Goswami's Shaptagram was their own house. And Raghunath Das Goswami had heard in Nityananda Prabhu come Panihati with his associates near to Raghava Pandit house. And he's taking Nityananda Prabhu taking bhoga in Raghava Pandit house. He is seated under the tree near to Ganges, bank of Ganges. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he prayed to his father, "Yeah, now Nityananda Prabhu come here, I want to meet with him, I want to see him. Give me permission, I shall go there." The father given permission, go with Nityananda Prabhu, no problem. Father thinking. And Raghunath Das Goswami met with Nityananda Prabhu. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami told, without mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, no one can enter into the pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone wants to get Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he first must take blessings from Nityananda Prabhu. Then he must be successful. And that situation was Raghunath Das Goswami. He tried so many times but cannot be successful. And he knows Nityananda Prabhu is very powerful. By his mercy I can get Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Then Raghunath Das Goswami went to meet with Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati 2 days. That day was 2 days. And Nityananda Prabhu from before very merciful to Raghunath Das Goswami and thinking about him, but when he has seen that Raghunath Das Goswami come in front of him, he affectionately embraced him and told, "You are a thief. You are trying to go hidingly to meet with Mahaprabhu. And permanently you cannot do that. And Raghunath Das Goswami prayed to Nityananda Prabhu for that. I am eager to get your mercy. Without your mercy, no one getting it. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, okay, I am giving my blessing to you, you will be successful, but before you feed my associates who is present here, there are a few hundred people.
Vaishnava Seva.
Vaishnava Seva. Do some seva of my
group.
Feed them. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy to hear the Nityananda Prabhu. He is merciful to him. And Nityananda Prabhu said, it is your punishment.
Yeah.
Immediately you try to feed. And Raghunath Das Goswami is so wealthy that he ordered to his man, the immediate collect from around this place some chira, dodh, khee, sandesh, banana, as possible and available. Bring everything here first, feeding the Vaishnavas. And Nityananda Prabhu was very happy to see that huge quantity. Raghunath Das Goswami fed all the Vaishnavas there, and there some group they make. First group, higher Vaishnav, middle Vaishnav, ordinary Vaishnav. But the, after hearing that Nityananda Prabhu is feeding, after hearing that many more Brahmin, etc., they come and they also join. Then 3,000 people gathered there and not get space to sit, but someone going in the Ganges and standing there and eating like that. So many. Anyhow. Yes, yes. Yes, mango and jackfruit, everything. And Nityananda Prabhu seated there with his dear associates, few. And another plate Nityananda Prabhu arranged for Mahaprabhu. And where is Nityananda? Calling Mahaprabhu. He is coming and feeding with Nityananda Prabhu. Who is fortunate? He can see it. Anyhow, in the meantime, Raghava Pandit given sending some people there. I arrange already your man, associates, who will take prasadam in my house. So big arrangement I have done. What will be for that?
Yes.
And Nityananda Prabhu said, this noon we
this
will
is
take
lunch. That's dinner.
Lunch. Here and we shall take dinner in your house. quit that. Anyhow.
And they say, Nityananda Prabhu, when he brought Mahaprabhu and fed him?
Yes.
And laughed, and then Mahaprabhu fed Nityananda Prabhu.
Yes. And some fortunate
could see.
Anyhow, this big festival, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu arranged, Raghunath Das Goswami given all the food, and Nityananda Prabhu was very happy. Lastly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he is given some pranami also. The pranami, three kind of pranami style, higher Vaishnava and for Nityananda Prabhu, a 5 tola of gold. For Raghav Pandit, 1 tola. For others, someone 1 tola, someone 10 gram, like that. Someone 5 gram.
Very opulent.
Yes.
Well.
But gold, pranami, he given. And other respectable persons got some money, rupee. This way, Raghunath Das Goswami satisfied to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu given his lotus feet to the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and blessed to Raghunath Das Goswami, and now we will get Mahaprabhu's association and lotus feet. Then from that time, Raghunath Goswami gone back to his house, but he did not enter threefold house. First, external meeting with external people, middle special people, and third, his family. That threefold house. His external people are meeting in that house first.
Kachari house.
Enter. It's called Kachari house. There, Raghunath Das Goswami chosen his place to stay. Then, after a few days, some situation comes. Raghunath Das Goswami's guru, the priest,
yeah.
Duty priest, he not come for worshipping the deity. That time also that problem was. I am always thinking that problem. And that time also that problem was there. But he knows it is, if Raghunath will order some Brahmin, he must do that. Then he told, he come early in the morning and told to Raghunath, my deity worshipper not doing his job. He gone out somewhere. He told to that man, another Brahmin. And Raghunath going with that Yadunandana Acharya and his guard. They are thinking going with Guru. Guard not given so attention. 12 guard was there. Anyhow, then after happy mind or something, went out from house and told to Jagannanda Acharya, why you are going that time, that village? I am going, I am giving instruction. You go back to your house. And that Acharya went back and Raghunath Das Goswami, he taken another plan. He make another plan and thinking this is the best time to go out from house and no one with me, then he get out from his house and not take proper road to Puri. He wants to go Puri. That time Mahaprabhu was in Puri. But he have got Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Then he must be successful, he knows. And he makes some tricks. He not go proper way. He gone opposite. And his guard and others must be searched, and proper way they will search. And that happened. And Raghunath Das Goswami all day by walk gone to other side, opposite side, then rested there somewhere. Then from there he turned, take turn the Puri side. And from main road, 5 miles far, he proceeded into the Puri.
And main road avoid Kuruji.
Main road avoid main road.
In 12 days,
in
he
12
walked 300 miles. He raised 3 times.
And swelled and become so thin within 12 days. And he Purila Chaitanya Padatale, he met with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu given him so much mercy and told, now Krishna, finish your family life. Now you can stay here. And Raghunath Goswami is staying there. And his father sent some people for catching him, but they cannot catch.
And he is not in the jurisdiction of Bengal anymore.
Yes.
Another state. They can't extradite him.
This way, Raghunath Das Goswami has got Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and stayed with Mahaprabhu. But separately he is staying, not staying in Gambira. And later his father sent some people, boatman, for his service with money. But Raghunath Das Goswami not taking for himself, but sometimes he is with that money. He is fitting Mahaprabhu's associates and Mahaprabhu himself. That is another history. But this is the history today. Raghava Pandit and others invited Nityananda Prabhu, and he seated in Paniyati and met with Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami met with Nityananda Prabhu in Paniyati, bank of Ganges. and they are every year making some festival. And Saudiya group, they are very enthusiastic to go there, and they are going. But we have not seen Srila Guru Maharaj any time gone there, for that I not going there. Still, today I not going there. I have now opportunity to go. I have very good car, Corolla. But I am not going. I am exclusively, as possible by me, try to follow Sri Guru Maharaj's direction. And Guru Maharaj is not going there. I am not going there. But we are remembering that festival and doing some festival in our mart with some Doi Chira, morning breakfast we are giving to the devotees. I know that after Mahaprabhu, whole Bengal captured by Sahodiyaism. From here, no one will go.
It's interesting that Das Goswami is the Prayojan Tattva Acharya. He shows what is our target, yes, and goal.
Yes.
And he is first getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu.
Yes.
Even though he is big Madhura Rasa Acharya, Rupa Raghunath, he is going to Nityananda Prabhu first. And Kaviraj Goswami is also getting Nityananda Prabhu's mercy first, and Narottam Das Thakur, Hemamitai,
Srinivasa Karjo.
And you told, and Guru Maharaj, who you said once, everyone knows he's Rupa Goswami's man, but he's always telling, and especially in the final days, Dial Nitai, Dial Nitai, Dial Nitai. So all the great acharyas, they're showing this, yes, is the method of approach.
Yes. To Goloka Vrindavan.
Cannot walk on the head of Nityananda.
Yes. Hano Nitai Vinabhai Radha Krishna Pai Kenai Dredo Kori Dharo Nitai Pai Narottam Das Thakur. Very authentically composed that song. Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala Je Chayai Jagata Judai Hano Nithai Vinabhai Radha Krishna Pai Kenai Dridha Kori Dhara Nithai Rupai She Samandha Nahi Jari Vritha Janma Gyalatar She Posu Varu Durachar Nitai na bolila mukhe mojila samsar sukhe vidya kule ki koriveta ahankare matra hoya nitai pada pasariya asatyare satya kori mane nitai koruna habe bhuriye radha krishna pabe Dharo Nitayer Charana Dukhani Nitayer Charana Satya Tahara Sevaka Nitya Nitay Pada Sada Karvas Narottama Bara Dukhi Nitay More Karo Sukhi Rakha Rana Charana Rapas. This is song of Nityananda Prabhu's glorification made by Narottam Das Thakur. And Lochan Das Thakur, so many.
Paramakarana.
Paramakarana, Pohudurijan. And Nitai Gunamani, Aman Nitai Gunamani. Aniya Premara Vanna Bhartala Avani. Etc. etc. Much glorification of Nityananda Prabhu. we can say the next Acharya group of Acharya, they glorified Nityananda Prabhu so much, and Mahaprabhu himself glorified Nityananda Prabhu. That was extremely glorification, we can say, je javani madira jati nityananda dhare tathapi brahmar vanda kahila savare. A bottle of wine, right hand or left hand, and right hand one prostitute. And Nityananda Prabhu going in the road, and Brahma coming. And I have seen Nityananda Prabhu, Brahma fall down. Sastanga Dandavat to Nityananda Prabhu. This is the position Mahaprabhu said. And Mahaprabhu given Nityananda Prabhu scoping one piece to his group and told, worship it, you will be super benefited in your spiritual life. That is Nityananda Prabhu. महामहोत्सव की जय। गोपी चिरा महामहोत्सव
with Nityananda Prabhu, there must be some special prasad. But you told he likes muri with some begun and other things.
That seed, mugdal, I mean?
Not mugdal, kolaida.
Kolaida.
Kolaishad.
Uh-huh.
With begun, some other.
Yes.
But begun must.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.